This is Getting God's Message, and I'm Lud Goltz. One of the most surprising things to me in the study of love that we have been doing based on John chapters 13 through 17 is what Jesus said about love in relation to prayer. In John chapter 16, 23 through 27, Jesus says that up to that point they had come to him when they wanted something. Then he told them there was coming a day when they would ask the Father for things in Jesus' name. The implication is that Jesus would intercede on their behalf with the Father. But there is an even better scenario. Once Jesus has made provision for us through his death and resurrection, he wouldn't need to intercede or persuade the Father anymore. No, the Father himself will love us because we have loved Jesus and believed that he came from God. The amazing thing here is that the love mentioned in verse 27 is the translation of phileo. The Father will have a natural affection for us because we have a natural affection for Jesus. Jesus is saying that even if we love him with a phileo love rather than an agape love, the Father still has a natural affection for us and doesn't need to be persuaded to listen to and answer our prayers. God is desirous of blessing us. Too often we feel as though God isn't interested in responding to our needs. We think we need to persuade him. No, that's all wrong. We need to take hold of his glad willingness by faith. When we do, he responds as Paul describes in Ephesians 3:20. Now to him who is able to do immeasurably more than all we ask or imagine, according to his power that is at work within us. Isn't that great?